Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of You Enjoy Life. I hope you're having a glorious day today. My day is actually going really well. I woke up this morning, I did some yard chores. I've been doing this thing, it's called like worm tea or compost tea. It's basically a way to supercharge all your vegetables without using, or you know, outside stuff. And that was nice. And then I actually bike rode two. I've been seeing this therapist recently, so I bike rode each way. It's about 30 minutes each way, so it's like a nice little workout. And it was hot, but I really enjoyed it. Something about like being able to bike ride and like getting a lot of the energy flowing in my body and then sitting on a couch and talking to a therapist, I just naturally felt much more relaxed and much more open. And then when I came home too, I was able to sort of process the things while moving and not just like sitting in my car. And interestingly enough, I forgot my phone. I was about 10 minutes into the bike ride and realized I forgot my phone and didn't exactly know where I was going, but I was in a state of trust because I've driven to this place before, so I know where it is, but the bike route I was taking was very different, so I never bike rode there. And I was like, will I know when I get close to the city where I'm going? And I just trusted and I figured it out. It was great, and it was actually really nice not having to rely on the phone. Another thing that I'm not relying on this week, and I'm working on a challenge right now where I'm spending 1 week spending $0 on food. And I've done all kinds of challenges before. I did the How to Live on $3 a Day challenge, you know, many years ago, and that was a big viral video. That was great. That showed me a lot and taught me a lot about many different things when it comes to food and saving money. But I want to take it to another level this time. And I just gotta remember to breathe real quick. If you're feeling like you're not breathing, I mean, how often do we go throughout the day and we don't even take a freaking breath? So if you feel like you're not breathing, just pause with me for a second and just breathe. I like to do through my nose, out my mouth. Let's do one more big one. Interestingly enough, I'm going to breath work tonight. If you've never done breath work before, there's so many different kinds, but I'm doing a 2-hour breath work session. You basically just lie comfortably on your back for 2 hours and just do a specific type of breathing, deep breathing with a group of people. And you do it for 2 hours straight and it's an insane feeling. Some people like trip out, some people cry and laugh and all kinds of things happen. It's just amazing when you just get connected to your breath and really step away from everything else, because the breathing is the heart and the center of everything that we do. And if we're not breathing properly, just by default, we're not doing really anything else properly, right? So, you know, if you're someone who's interested in breathing, I recommend you checking out some breathwork stuff. There's probably in your neighborhood or your city or wherever, you'd be surprised. There's probably some breathwork going on that you maybe didn't even know about. So anyhow, I'm doing this challenge right now where I'm spending a week not spending any money on food. And there's no other rules, you know, as long as I stay within the scope of legality. There's nothing else that's stopping me. So I can use food that I grow. I can forage for food. I can trade food that I grow with other people that grow food, or you know, whatever the situation is. I just can't buy food. And the reason I'm doing this is because I want to challenge myself for a couple reasons. One, I've been finding that as much as I'm growing food and I love growing food, sometimes I don't push myself deep enough in terms of like what I'm actually picking and how I'm harvesting. Because what happens is when, you know, when you're, let's say you're someone who doesn't grow food and you just go to the market. You know, when I go to the market, it's like there's endless things. There's thousands of things to choose from. And a lot of times I end up getting the same stuff every time. And I kind of get in this conditioned cycle of just, oh, there's the zucchini, there's the peppers, and I end up making a lot of the same foods because I'm not putting myself in any sort of situation where I have to be creative or crafty. And the reason I become a creative cook is because when I was living in Brooklyn, you know, for many years being broke, struggling artist, all that stuff, I didn't have a lot of money. So I spent a year one time actually not buying any food and just being creative with what I had. And, you know, I would do dinner parties for people and then I would, you know, eat the leftovers and cook with whatever I had around me based on the food that they had asked me to get them. So I've done challenges before, but this is a different one. This is really about how far can I push the food that I'm growing? Because yes, I'm growing things like kale and tomatoes and fresh herbs where I can go outside and I can see my, you know, tomato, kale, whatever, and I can grab it and eat it. That's cool. But there are so many other things, especially when you learn to grow. There's so many stages that the things grow in. So for example, tomato, yes, a red tomato, right. We go to a store, we see it's ripe, it's sweet, it's delicious. However, people eat green tomatoes, fried green tomatoes. That's a big thing. So realizing that every stage of the plant has a purpose. And a lot of times, like the leaves, like when you grow pea shoots, you know, the leaves on peas are delicious. So I'm really trying to utilize different elements of plants and also utilize things that maybe I planted that I didn't realize I could do so much with. Even things like onions I'm growing. People told me recently that you can eat the flowers of the onion, and they're super oniony. I just had some, like, wow, that's so pungent. So I'm learning more, I'm pushing myself more, I'm challenging myself more. And the reason I'm telling you this is because I'm in a state right now where I'm completely challenging myself to grow as a human being. And what's happening is I'm noticing that having left Brothers Green, it was this amazing freeing thing in the one sense, but in the other sense, I was at a loss of identity, and I talked a bit about it on the podcast, but I kind of got to this place where I was so attached to who I was supposed to be and who people thought I was and what that meant, what that represented, and the access I had because of it, and all these left, right, and all these million different things, right? However, what really ended up happening was I realized I just am what I am, and I'm in this moment, I am who I am. And in order for me to take the next step in life, I need to grow. So right now I'm seeing a therapist to grow my mental side. I'm working out more to grow my physical side. You know, I'm challenging myself to just grow who I am as a person. Because before I just jump into something else, something new, I want to actually up level. The same reason I'm taking voice lessons right now. I'm taking, I'm not taking guitar lessons, but I'm doing, you know, YouTube guitar lessons, playing guitar a lot more, growing my skills. Because if I just jump back into something, I'd be where I was when I ended that other thing. And sometimes when you get comfortable doing something, you actually get stagnant. It's hard to learn for people. As like teachers, it can be challenging for teachers to, once they become teachers, to actually learn themselves because they have this information that they're now teaching. And I really believe that the best teachers are the ones that are continually growing themselves. And I started to stop growing. I hit a point where I felt like I was just kind of stagnant. So I'm using these months right now to really grow myself in so many different ways. And I want to share this with you guys because there maybe is something in your life that you can grow. There might be something in your life right now that you feel pretty good about, but you want to take it to the next level. Maybe there's something you don't feel good about, you want to take it to the next level. And I want you to think about what that one thing might be. And I'm not doing this in a way to like put myself down, like I suck, I need this and change. It's not like I need to change, but deep down I know I want to and it feels called. Because I can love myself completely and wholly in this moment. But to me, life is ultimately about growth. It's about growing, it's about changing, it's about trying new things. And the cool thing is when you expand your mind, amazing things happen. I've been learning so much about the guitar recently. Like, of course, growing has been a big obsession of mine. I'm learning a lot about that. But I started to get really comfortable with the guitar. And I saw that I actually had frustrations in that comfortability because there were things that I told myself that I, you know, just accepted. Okay, I'm good at this. I'm not good at this. You know, and one of the things that I always got struggled with is when I was in my band, I was playing electric guitar. There were things when it came to the electronic side of music, it always messed with me. I always loved it. I'm always fascinated by electronics. I love learning about, you know, this is the new pedal. This is the new amplifier. Like this type of guitar does this and that and the other thing. And I always loved that. But I found very quickly that I got frustrated when things didn't go right for me. And when I first got my guitar, I was obsessed with Fish and Trey, the lead guitar player, and I bought like all the same pedals, not all, but a lot of the same pedals he had because I wanted to get his sound. I loved his guitar sound and I wanted to sound just like him, and it just was not working. And I was getting really frustrated because I had all these pedals, but all of a sudden I realized I didn't know how to use any one of them. So I started pulling them all away. I started stripping them back and started focusing on just one pedal. And you know, if you don't know much about guitar, basically a guitar pedal, there's so many different types. There's one that tunes your guitar. There's one that distorts it. I mean, there's millions, but you know, there's distortion guitars. There's some that give you reverb, some that give you delay, some that give you different sound effects and loops and all kinds of stuff. And I was finding that if I didn't know how to use all of them, that it was just a really big struggle. So I started pulling them all away and started going one at a time. Like, I'm going to really learn and feel comfortable on this one pedal. And I actually had a conversation last night with this band, Lady, if you haven't heard of them, LVDY, they spell their name. You can check them out on Spotify. They're a great local band. Like, a sort of folk indie electro pop kind of duo. Beautiful music. And we're putting on an event at my house. I'm going to be cooking and showcasing some stuff in my garden, and they're going to be performing, and then I'm going to do an everybody band experience, and it's going to be a lot of fun and just a great connection time. And I had them over yesterday discussing the event, and I was talking to one of the two women in the group about guitar and saying the importance of like really, truly learning one thing and feeling good about it. Because what's interesting about pedals is the way that you plug them in, they affect each other. So if I put one before another, it's going to be different than if I switch the two orders and stuff. So learning one first and learning what that does gives you so much more access to the other ones. And it's like, I always think about the guy when I used to golf as a kid. There'd be this guy and he would go and spend all the money on the really fancy clubs, but people would say it's not the club, it's the player. And it's kind of that idea. It's like it ultimately comes back to you and what you're comfortable with. And just because you buy the nicest stuff doesn't mean you're going to make it sound good. I remember obsessing for years over trying to get a similar sound to Trey's guitar. And then I saw him play one time just straight in an amp with a guitar that was not his guitar. It was like a Stratocaster, and he's got a custom built guitar. And he sounded just like himself. And it blew my mind that he could still sound just like he sounded without all the pedals and the exact, you know, amp and guitar and all the things that he was used to. Because it was him that was making those sounds. It was him that had the control and understanding enough of any instrument that he can make it sound a way that he wanted it to. And that's what I've been learning. Strip back, start with one thing, and then start bringing those other things in when you feel comfortable. And yes, you might not play guitar, but you can apply this to other things in your life. You know, what is something that you're maybe feeling stuck with or feeling struggled with? Sometimes stripping things back to the basics helps us so much. And that's where I'm at with cooking right now. I'm finding already just one day in, yes, I'm having cravings. I'm like, man, I see my wife, she's not on the challenge right now, and she's got her like big thing of blueberries and peaches and oh, the nuts, the walnuts, and oh man, I want the nuts right now. I'm missing the crunch of the nuts. And I just find myself wanting to go to the fridge and opening it. But then when I constrict myself, I had this breakfast today, and so I've been really fortunate. So I went and foraged for a bunch of food in the neighborhood, and I hit up Curtis, who runs the community garden. And he knows some people that are like, yeah, they have plots and they have tomatoes and things they're not eating. Like, they said, you can come pick some. So I got some tomatoes. I got some coriander seed, you know, from the cilantro that went to seed. I got some basil. I got some apples, which turned out not to really be ready yet. I was hoping they were. I knew they wouldn't be, but I was hoping that maybe secretly somehow they would be. But he also got me garlic, and that was great. And then I had a friend who I traded. He came over the other day. I gave him some these cupcake squash that I had, and he just brought me a sourdough loaf, and that was game changer. Like, that is my saving grace here. And I have also another saving grace. My neighbor has ducks, and they have duck eggs, and she just gave me 12. And I offered to trade her for something, and she's like, don't even worry about it, but I'm going to give her something for sure. She's just happy to give them away. She does not eat duck eggs, and they're so good. So having the bread and having the duck eggs is really helpful. But for my breakfast this morning, before I got the eggs, all I did was have a little bit of fresh bread slice of sourdough with some tomatoes, a little bit of salt and oil, the only two things I'm not including. And if I do somehow find a way to make them myself, I will. But I'm not including those two. So a little bit of salt, some of those fresh tomatoes. And then I made this dressing with some vinegar that I've actually been making from some wild and forage stuff recently, with just some fresh herbs, my garden pretty much. And that breakfast, just the tomatoes, the herb dressing, and the bread was so good and so satisfying. But I would have never made that or really come up with something even that simple but yet delicious had I not been putting myself in this challenge space. And the thing about food is that I really believe, you know, for as much as chefs right now are being idolized and there's all these shows and documentaries and everything's like the fire burning, slow motion shots, food porn everywhere. As much as I appreciate that, I really think the people that should get the most credit are the farmers, because those that are growing the food are doing so much of the work. And then there's also another level of that, because it's the food in the soil. You know, God, life, universe, nature, Mother Nature, whatever you want to call it, is doing most of the work. When you get a fresh tomato, It's self-marinated. It's self-flavored. It's creating this deliciousness way before you do any creative thing with it. So while we praise chefs in this world for like being super creative and turning a tomato into a jellified apple, and it's this, and it's really cool. Yes, but nature, to me, that's the magic. That the fascination is how we end up with a beautiful ripe tomato, and just eating that straight out with maybe just like a little bit of salt or just like balsamic, something very basic and simple. And I find that the best foods are extremely simple. They're made from whole ingredients. They're made, you know, with wild things like this bread that my friend gave me. It's a wild sourdough starter. So he's collecting yeast from the air onto really good flour that he's buying, and he's adding different grains into it. And then he's fermenting the bread more, and he's baking it. And it's like very basic and simple and primal, and you taste that, and you taste the love. It's the same thing right now. So one thing, of course, I love sugar, and I have a little bit of fruit. I have some strawberries. I can eat like maybe one strawberry a day with how many I have. And I just had one. It was so good. And I cherished it more because it was the only strawberry I could have. So I'm appreciating, like, if I have a big pack of strawberries, I'm just going to be sitting there munching away. But actually being present with that one, knowing I had to sit there and savor it and enjoy it and love it, it was so fantastic. I was so happy. But I actually have, I'm growing stevia right now, and I'm growing Tulsi, which is also called holy basil. And holy basil dried out, fresh it's great, and a lot of Thai food and stuff, but dried out it's delicious, and people use it as tea all the time. So I thought that'd be really cool to make it into tea, and just the fragrance of it is so incredible. I'm obsessed. And then also with the stevia, I'm drying it out right now because stevia, of course people know it as a sweetener, and it is, but literally you take the leaves, you eat them, and they're sweet, and it's like really trippy. People are like, what is going on? To actually eat like a green that's sweet is like the trippiest thing. But I'm drying it right now. I'm going to grind it into a powder. And I think they say stevia is like 1,000 times stronger, a huge amount of times stronger than sugar. And it's like a zero calorie sugar, and people love it, and it's a big thing. And I've never really enjoyed stevia like as a sort of table sugar thing in the little packets, but I'm curious to see actually freshly dried to see how that's going to taste. And I'm still experimenting, I'm still learning, and there's a lot of things I'm going to be foraging. For example, I found recently some sumac, and sumac is really beautiful. It's easy to identify once you know what it is. And of course, if you're ever foraging, you got to be smart. Go with someone who knows. Don't pick or eat anything unless you are 100% sure that it is safe. Otherwise, it could be bad news. But sumac is great, and it's really easy to identify. And I went out there, and I snipped some of the sumac, like the sort of seeded kind of berry-esque part. And you steep that in water, and it makes this amazing sort of citric-like tea. It almost tastes like a mild tea lemonade, if that makes sense. But it's really good, and it's really refreshing. And it's like those things get me excited. And that's why I like to strip away to actually be more creative, to actually be more expansive. So maybe you're looking in your life right now and you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed, but realize that anything you do starts really simple. My experience of growing has been blowing my mind because I'm understanding it in such a different way now. I'm learning that, you know, when I take things from a very basic level, over time I just naturally expand. It used to be feel really, really overwhelming knowing that I wanted to grow a ton of food, but the care that it would take to grow that much food and to like water that much food and to fertilize and to take care, and everything has its own issues and problems and bugs and pests and all this stuff, and it was so overwhelming. And now it's not. Now every day I walk through my garden and I look at everything and I know exactly what's going on. And if something's wrong and I don't know, I go up on YouTube or I reach out to fans and see what people think and friends and stuff. And it's that is amazing to me to know that, like, even so, compost tea I was talking about, I do a worm tea. I basically take worm castings, which is like worm poop. You put it in like a little tea bag and you use like some sort of aeration pump, and you put it in a 5-gallon bucket or whatever size you have. And you just turn the pump on for a couple hours, and you want to make sure the water is dechlorinated. So you let that sit out for an hour or for a day first, if you have chlorine in your water. And then I just let it sit for a day or two. Then I put it in a sprayer and I go around and I spray it around my neighborhood. When I first learned about compost tea and worm tea, the idea of me doing that was ridiculous. I was like, I would not in a million years do that. It's just the amount of time it takes, the know-how, all this stuff. And now I do it and it's simple and it becomes this obvious thing. So the more I learn, the more I expand, the more things that seemed impossible or too much or not, I didn't have time, they just become natural. And it becomes so natural and so basic. So I'm really in this big state of growth right now. I actually have on right now, I don't know what you call it, but it's this sort of posture thing. It's like a little strap. What's it called? Truid, I think is the name of this brand. Truid Posture Corrector. I found it on Amazon. It was like maybe $20. And you just put it on and it kind of helps pull your shoulders back and give you good posture. Because sometimes I slouch, and it's a bad habit that I developed early on. And when I slouch, not only is it bad in the long term for your back with scoliosis and just, you know, pain and stuff, but also I think it's a confidence thing. So the more I stand up straight, the more powerful I feel. And this is a great thing that you can do for yourself. I'm actually going to do it myself right now. I'm going to stand up. I want you to stand up with me. Stand up, and rise up, yeah. So stand up, and I want you to kind of see if you can correct your posture a bit. You don't have to be ridiculous, but just stand up straight, you know, and see how you feel. notice that, you know, for as much as I talk about a lot of things in life and there's great practices and you can read self-help books, if you don't feel something, if you don't really embody it, it's never really going to stick. And this is, I tell a lot of my mentor students that I have this mentorship program. If you're interested, you can, of course, email me at youenjoylifemusic@gmail.com. And basically it's a month to month program. So I usually do 6 months to a year that you commit to. And it's extremely affordable compared to anything that I've ever experienced. And for me, it's really not about the money. It's about helping people live their best life. So we talk a few times a month and we have follow-up calls and there's assignments and different things. And it really helps keep you on track. And you get to talk to someone, you know, yours truly, who has been through so much in life and can actually give you guidance. And I'm not here saying I'm some perfect, you know, self-actualized guru person who knows it all and has it all figured out. No, I have my struggles, but all it takes is just being a step ahead sometimes to be able to help guide somebody and to know that I've been through so much and I can help get you to the next level of your life. So, anyhow, one of the things I do with a lot of my clients, mentor students, is that help them actually embody what they're feeling. Because, again, we can talk and talk and talk about our feelings and we can talk about the things that are going on and we can rationalize it and we can understand it. We can write it down, and those things are so great and so powerful. But if we don't actually, at the end of the day, walk into the room feeling confident, feeling strong, embodying what we're feeling, then it's just going to be in our head. And a lot of information that's great is good only to a certain extent. You could have read all the self-help books in the world, but if it's all just stirring up in your head and every time you walk into a situation, you're overthinking, okay, what do? I do this? Do I think this? What's my training? You're probably going to just have more anxiety and more stress. So what you want to do is actually embody these things that you're feeling. And that's what I suggest, is like really, truly embody what you're feeling. Stand up tall, feel, you know, the power, move around. Like whether that means like throwing some kicks and punches, sometimes I'll do that, and, you know, dance around, put on some pump up music. Because when you go into that meeting next time, or you're getting ready for that test, that presentation, or to go ask that girl out, or whatever it might be, you got to embody the confidence that you want to experience. And the more you embody it, the more you just naturally feel good about who you are in the space that you take up in this world, the more you'll come off as confident. And it's some people say like, oh, fake it till you make it. And I don't consider it faking it, because sometimes I get to these depressive states and all it takes for me to snap out of it is that moment of realization of like, oh, wait a second, I'm good. Like, why am I tripping out about this when I could just actually realize that life is amazing and great and I'm this confident, powerful person? And I stand up tall and I'm like, boom, I'm good. I've got this. When I'm overconfident, you know, conscious and self-conscious and all these things, and I'm walking into a room and I'm thinking things too much, I just see myself slowly fall into myself. When I walk in feeling good, you know, I can actually have some ownership of who I am and feel that confidence and feel that power. And sometimes you might lose it, and then all you have to do is step outside and step back into that space. Go to the bathroom, go outside for a few minutes, do a couple of breathing exercises, you know, jump up and down and be like, yeah, you know, I'm good, I've got this, feel good. So I hope you all enjoyed this podcast today. And yeah, get up today, do something different. Challenge yourself to grow. Figure out one thing that you want to do, that you want to change, and actually make it happen, because I believe in you. But what's important is that you believe in yourself and that you know that anything's possible. I'm just a reflection of you showing that, you know, this life is here and that anything is completely, truly, magically possible. You can do whatever you want. You just got to set your mind to it. Until next time, Joshua signing out. Peace out.